Early in the morning, we walk down the back steps of our flat, along the long passageway, opening a door in desperate need of proper fitting, so that it will open and close properly and not loudly slam shut in the middle of the night as the wind blows in from the bay, and into our back garden, decorated with California golden poppy, roses, rhododendron, and an assortment of plants and flowers only the gardener can identify. It is Mother's Day, and my 9-year-old Jonathan wakes me up early with urgency to pick flowers from the garden so that they can be placed in a vase and presented, along with a special breakfast now being prepared by his 11-year-old brother Michael. It has been a ridiculous spring for weather, the El Nino effect, and San Francisco is virtually daily setting new records for annual rainfall and number of days in a year of rain. This month of May has been dark and dreary, barely an hour's worth of sun on any given day. But this Mother's Day early morning is radiant. The sky is blue, the emerging sun feels warm on my face, a soft, gentle breeze blowing in from the bay. I cherish this moment with Jonathan as we pick our bouquet from the garden. The bouquet now fully blossoming in my hand, Jonathan proposes the organic, creative idea to tie the flower stems together with a long stem from a piece of ivy. Brilliant, I tell him, his large, brown, almond-shaped eyes alighting to the joy of creative gardening and the anticipated specialness of his mother Sue, waking up to this precious gift. He leads the way back through the garden door, and as I endeavor to close it behind me, that improperly fit stupid thing slams hard on the baby finger of my right hand. Certain words are uttered, words not normally heard by my 9-year-old, and they are uttered more than a couple of times. We make our way up the stairs, a throbbing hurt consuming the tip of my finger. By the time the beautiful bouquet of flowers is presented, the pulsating pain has subsided somewhat, but the memory of that unexpected jolt is as present this evening as I write this diary, as it was moments after the slamming of the door. And of course, this raises an interesting question. Would I be willing to give up the joy of the morning in the garden with Jonathan? The delicate moments of picking flowers together, the early morning sun shining upon our faces after days of rain, the precious seconds of the flowers being presented and Sue smiling a treasured mother's smile. Would I be willing to give up an intimate joy in life if I had known in advance that I would experience the sudden rush of pain presented by the door slamming upon my finger? The way that we answer that question says something about how we experience life. Do we push into life, head first, seizing the moments, sensing that life is a gift filled with joy and pain, not willing to compromise the joy for the pain, willing to experience pain to feel the joy? Or do we back off, knowing that there will be pain, cognizant that joy is on the other side of that pain, but frightened to allow ourselves this joy? I suspect that there are both tendencies in each of us. Hopefully, if we do err, we err on the side of the preciousness of life, seizing our moments, striving to live dreams, however much there might be disappointment on the other side of the coin. In the financial service business of which I am a practitioner, I see greed, caution, and fear, very often in the same person at the same time. It is my job to coax opportunity from fear, moderation from the greed, and to listen to the caution. I am in the business of helping people achieve their dreams, but I must also practice what I preach. I think that the answer to my question is that yes, I would experience that sudden burst of pain for the preciousness of the moments. Bruce Farrell Rosen, San Francisco. It's all right.